Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked man, says the Lord, but rather in his conversion, that he may live. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galilean whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffer in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And I told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come to search for fruit on this fig tree, but I have found none, so cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him, he replied, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. For the last part of the Gospel, Jesus is mentioning, give the chance. Today, we are still alive. Perhaps this is the way God gives us the opportunity to change ourselves. Perhaps it might be the last time, we don't know. I like the phrase of Mother Teresa written on the wall of the sacristy, especially for the priests to learn. Say your mass as if the first time, the only time, the last time. It's very meaningful for me, since I'm used to say mass every day, or even 2-3 times a day. It can be very routine, can be with our spirit. But if it's the last time that I'm going to do it, I must have more concentration. It's so hard to live the present moment well. We worry about things of yesterday, of tomorrow. We forgot about the word of Jesus. Live well today, as in the last day of your life. Because he said once, you're preparing so many things for tomorrow. Tonight, God will call you back. What can you do? In our life, there must be one day, it's the last day of our life. Humanly speaking, of course, we plan to have so many things. But Jesus wants us already. Don't take for granted. When he's not when as if it's not the real time, but it just come. So not to be pessimistic, but to be positive, active, moment by moment, telling ourselves Jesus is expecting us with full attention towards our people we are serving, doing the things that he did the last time of our life. Anything we do, we're doing is the will of God. So to do the will of God, not necessarily to cook Greek things, even cooking the kitchen, just chatting with some people on the street. If we treat everything, if Jesus were doing these things, or if we are treating Jesus, it will be different. Jesus says once, so whatever you do to the least, you are doing to me. So the Spirit of Christ within us, in us, today let us live moment by moment, seeing Jesus in each person, have Jesus in our heart, do things in the Spirit of Christ, to do things well, perfectly well, as if we are doing that last time in our life.